This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The contract goes to Boeing to build what may be the most expensive, sophisticated fighter jets in history. President Trump made the announcement alongside Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in the Oval Office last hour.
A new fleet of these magnificent planes will be built in the during my administration over the next couple of years. It's ready to go. They've already built much of what has to be built in terms of production.
The Pentagon says the new fleet will have stealth and penetration capabilities that would be essential in a potential conflict with China. Critics have questioned the cost and necessity. Elon Musk visited the Pentagon this morning for a briefing involving his work to slash government bureaucracy. Funding for HIV prevention could be next in line for the next round of cuts by the Trump administration. As for personnel, CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
What I'm hearing from CDC sources on the inside is that the cuts are shifting literally minute to minute how this is going to play out. But ballpark, they're looking at probably 1 in 3 people at the CDC being let go.
Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest, is still closed today, hobbled by a power outage after a fire in a nearby substation. Correspondent Ian Lee reports from London.
The terminals have electricity. Officials are saying that they hope that the airport will be open again tomorrow. They are staying on top of this. Passengers clearly frustrated.
Officials there say they're bracing for days worth of disruptions. Investigators say there are no signs of foul play. Air traffic controllers at the airport in Orlando prevented a major mishap when a Southwest jet was set to take off from a taxiway instead of a runway.
My stop was 3278 stop. Cancel takeoff clearance. You're on hotel taxiway. Stop was 3278.
Stop was 3278. Yes, sir. We stopped.
Passengers flown to Albany, New York in another plane, the FAA and the NTSB, are both investigating. The National Weather Service has released its final report on Hurricane Helene, almost 6 months after it devastated parts of the southeast.
The storm caused at least 248 deaths across several states, including 105 in North Carolina alone, making it the deadliest hurricane in the U.S. since Katrina struck in 2005. Helene first made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 hurricane, with sustained winds of about 135 miles per hour. Winds gusted to 105 miles per hour in the mountains of western North Carolina.
CBS's Jim Crisula reporting. The Dow is down 284 points. S&P off 43. NAS down 119. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyI.com. The Prairie School's basketball season ended with a loss to Bonduelle in the state semifinals, but Racine's title hopes remain alive. Park High School competes today in the tournament. Park's making history by participating in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Coverage starts at 1 today. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front passes through late tonight, it could spark up some spotty showers or a few flurries. And it drags us cooler for tomorrow. Highs will only be in the mid-30s, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot right now.
Thank you, Sean. And coming up in 30 seconds, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. June 8, 1959, pre-dawn dark. Americans are sleeping peacefully, unaware that a great gray, sinister-looking something is slinking through Atlantic waters 100 miles off the coast of Florida. Forget for the moment that this is the Cold War era. For now, I simply want you to witness, as no one did, the awesome silhouette emerging into the nether light of that morning. It's a submarine, the submarine Barbaro. No spy mission, this. The Barbaro is armed. There's a guided missile aboard. And who might then have imagined that within hours that missile was to be fired directly at the mainland of the United States? Oh, yes, it was. And this is the rest of the story. The geographical remoteness of any kingdom or nation or continent has historically been a major factor in its ability to defend itself. Technology has changed all that. Technology has made the world accessible to its own farthest reaches as never before. One such equalizer was the Regulus 1 missile. It was the first of its country's strategic missiles to be deployed, actually operationally deployed aboard surface warships and submarines powered by turbojet. The Regulus 1 could deliver a nuclear warhead to a precise target 500 miles from its launch site. Then came that morning 26 summers ago. The submarine Barbaro glided silently through the ocean, 100 miles from the Florida coastline. Her iron domino deck glistened in the sunlight, and there, poised atop the striking figure of Regulus One. In those last minutes, crewmen scurried around her like ants on a delicious crumb of bread. Everything checked. The missile's payload was in place. Her sophisticated guidance system, capable of governing a number of flight profiles, was locked in. Her target? The Mayport Naval Auxiliary Station near Jacksonville, Florida. 10 minutes to launch. 5 minutes to launch. 5 seconds. And then the roar and the billows of smoke and the Regulus One missile was aloft and soaring westward at 600 miles an hour. Minutes later, it was all over. Regulus had found her target. Oh, yes. Precisely on target. Yet you never knew. For you see, the Barbera was no foreign vessel. She was one of ours, a United States Navy submarine. And her crew intentionally launched a guided missile, an American guided missile, programmed to strike a mainland United States naval station, and it did. The missile did zero in on and hit that target precisely. However, its payload was not an instrument of destruction. For the records of the United States Postmaster General relate that on June 8, 1959, 3,000 posted letters, 3,000 of them, were airmailed to a naval post near Jacksonville, Florida, from an undisclosed location 100 miles east in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, officially airmailed in an experiment that had never taken place before, nor ever since. And that is so. And now you know the rest of the story.
Now, who saw that one coming? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen Monday through Friday. And again at 12:05 Monday through Friday here on WRJN.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Watch it!
that so we don't have a plot. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
With local news and timeless hits and Sonny and Cher, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Friday. That means that tomorrow is the day that Rick Johnson is on the air with Capsule Countdowns. Kind of, he takes a theme. Maybe it's number one songs. Maybe it's songs about spring, which just started yesterday. Whatever it is, he puts together a very fast-paced Capsule Countdown, and you'll hear it 8:30 and 9:30 tomorrow morning here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Eight Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Winter is out, and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Right.
writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people?
From the Revolver album, The Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bondwell team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Four buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine Police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front passes through late tonight, it could spark up some spotty showers or a few flurries. And it drags us cooler for tomorrow. Highs will only be in the mid-30s, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain.
The Fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling again on the station that digs rock and roll music, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when they're really willing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Five Stair Steps. Let's do a music appreciation course right now. Take 10 seconds. It's hard enough to get a record recorded and then recorded and released. That's hard. Then for it to chart, that's tough. Then to climb up the charts and make it to number one, impossible. Almost. But to have it sit at number one for 7 weeks, wow, that's a special record. And that's what happened to this one. Here's the Monkees on WRJN.
Was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. But when I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. This feeling does
lost can't be right. I'm feeling ya. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe it's too late, baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus here, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress. And, of course, every single weekday, twice every Monday through Friday, we have Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Again, Monday through Friday at 7:25 with Don Rosen and again at 12:05 in the middle of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. On WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN. Big deals.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
WRJN. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
Song makes me chill. It's the Shy Lice, Have You Seen Her? Park plays in state. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, hear the game here on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Happy.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.